Good evening, and welcome to Here There Be Monsters Bare Bones. I am your captain, Derek Hayes. Have you ever walked a long hallway and passed an open door only to catch something moving in the corner of your vision? A dancing shadow without origin, faint, distant, but as tangible as you and I. Thousands have seen entities that can only be described as shadow people. Humanoid figures defined only by shadows which seem to have no source. Tonight's submitter has had her own run-in with these mysterious entities. The following is her story. Hey, my name is Ranita. I was going to leave a voicemail, but as it turns out, I'm not great at telling stories verbally. Anyway, I was living out in West Texas, 40 minutes east of Midland. It was a pretty small town, about 15,000 people. It was a boom town in the past, but now it was dying off. My family lived on a hill in an old neighborhood that was built during the boom period. I was probably about 14 or 15 when I lived there. The way the house was laid out, the den, kitchen, and living room all led into each other without a hallway between them. A person could walk from the den to the kitchen to the TV room, then back to the den. I had noticed an occasional shadow that would jet from the kitchen, take a sharp turn in the TV room, then enter the den. I chalked it up to trees moving in the wind or a car passing by, but I started noticing that this shadow was present at many times of the day, despite a lack in wind or lack of cars. It started bothering me, this orphan shadow. Whenever I saw it, I started taking note of what time, what day, how windy things were, etc., etc. Nothing seemed to spring up as the culprit. This shifted my perception of the shadow from caused by something external I can't find to something moving itself independently. This shift led me to start looking for these shadows in other parts of the house. Now that I was actively looking for them, instead of just accepting shadow for a shadow, I noticed that there were two main shapes. There was a small one, dog height, that would dart around the circuit of the kitchen, den, and TV room. This was the shape I'd noticed at first. It moved too fast for me to get a good silhouette impression of it. The other shape was man height, and generally man-shaped. Let me describe them a little better. Neither were very dark. Neither of them were completely opaque. They were the typical dark gray color of a shadow. Typical transparency, in low light conditions they were even darker. In every way they were identical with a normal shadow. Without any light source, sun, or lamps, they were invisible in the rest of the darkness. The man-shaped one had a different behavior than the small one. It wanted to avoid people and tended to stay in the kitchen area. When a person entered the kitchen, it slunk either into the TV room or into the den. When I saw this happen, I tested several times whether the shadow and its movements had been caused by my entering the room, and wasn't able to replicate the shadow man. On the few times that I followed it into the room it crept into, it would either dart back into the kitchen or go to the other connecting room. I didn't like chasing it, and I didn't feel comfortable with the idea of purposely annoying it, so I didn't follow it very often. It felt like I was intruding. My stepsister saw them as well. While sitting in the TV room with her, I ventured an awkward question. Hey, have you seen, like, shapes? And gestured vaguely toward the den in the kitchen. Oh yeah, she said, like a little shadow. That was as far as I wanted to discuss it. My family was very strict and religious, and I didn't want them to think I was seeing demons. I never had a bad experience with them. They were almost like very quiet, very shy roommates. We moved. I haven't seen another shadow person until about a year ago. nearly 10 years after my first sighting. I worked night audit at a hotel, a position I'd had for about 5 years. Night shifts aren't a problem for me. I don't have problems sleeping during the day, and I don't have problems staying up at night. After I finished the audit, I'd take something to read and huddle up in the breakfast nook. This let me keep an eye on the lobby while being partially hidden from view. From the lobby to the elevators, there were some decorative columns. I saw a dark shape peek out from behind it. A head. It darted right back behind the column just as quickly. Hotel guests are unruly at night, and they wind up getting drunk and making trouble. I deemed peeking out from behind a column as mischievous drunk behavior and decided to intervene before the person caused any serious trouble. I walked to the column and looked around. The exits available to anyone behind the columns were a loud elevator, a locked door, the guest's fitness room, and 2 long tiled hallways. I hadn't heard any footsteps, I hadn't heard the elevator, and I didn't see anyone down either of the hallways. Not seeing anyone, I just went back to my book. Every now and then, the same little dark shape would poke itself out from behind the column, see me, then dart back. I stopped investigating it. I'd say, "Hello," and then go back to my book or whatever else it was I was doing. It would sometimes move to another column and repeat the peekaboo, but really, I had no other interaction with it besides that. Overall, pretty decent as coworkers go. Renata's story is typical of most shadow people encounters, although others can be much more terrifying. Often sightings revolve around sleep paralysis, a debilitating sleeping disorder that causes a victim to lie paralyzed in their beds while living a waking nightmare. Variants of these shadow people include figures with glowing eyes, and even a hatted entity simply known as the Hat Man. But we will discuss further into that and all things shadow people in another episode. Thank you, Renata, for submitting your story, and thank you out there for listening to this week's installment of Bare Bones. Check back next week for another mini-episode. Remember, if you'd like to submit your story, the number is 1-888-608-NIGHT, or submit via the web at www.heretherebemonsterspodcast.com. Thank you all for listening, and until next week.